نستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable Ulama, respected elders and brothers in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When we are living together in families, in communities, or working together with people in businesses, or in anything for that matter, then there has to be some, now and then, some differences. There are bound to be differences between people. People have different temperaments, different ways, different habits, different cultures. So there is bound to be some difference of opinion, some disagreement. The only place that will be free of any form of disagreement will be Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all Jannah. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ. That in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the potential of disagreement from the hearts of the Jannatis. إِخْوَانًا عَلَى سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. They'll be living happily with each another. There'll be no disagreement whatsoever. But in this world, there's bound to be some disagreement. There's bound to be some misunderstanding now and then. Now the question is, how do we handle these disagreements? How do we handle these misunderstandings? Do we take these misunderstandings and blow them out of proportion and take them a step, or not a step, but a mile further? And as the saying goes, make a mountain out of a molehill. Or do we try to bring Jannat in our, and try to adopt ways whereby we can maintain that happiness, we can maintain that unity within our families, within our communities, within our businesses, or in whichever way it may be? So it is my intention today, in the few minutes that we have, to share with you one ayah from Surah Al-Hujurat. Now Surah Al-Hujurat is such a unique surah, although a very short surah, but such a unique surah wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a blueprint of how a mu'min or how believers should be living together, a blueprint for social cohesion, how we should be living together as a family, as a community, or as business partners, or in any case, whatever the case may be. So in Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of this, that there'll be these disagreements, there'll be these misunderstandings. Now how do we address these misunderstandings? How do we keep that unity, that love and mahabbah? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. That the very first ingredient, the very first element, the key element in sorting out our misunderstandings, our disagreement, is understand that all believers are ikhwa, are brothers to one another. In other words, understand that at the end of the day, we are like one family. That person with whom you have a misunderstanding is not your enemy. He is your brother. As Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi, on one occasion, he was having a discussion with a person, a faqih also, by the name of Abu Musa rahmatullahi alayhi. And they were unable to agree on a single matter. They had a difference in every issue. At the end of that seating, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi takes hold of his hand. And he says, Ya Aba Musa, أَلَا يَسْتَقِيمُ لَنَا أَن نَكُونَ إِخْوَانًا وَإِن لَمْ نَتَّفِقْ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ وَاحِدٍ. That, O Abu Musa, although we cannot agree on a single issue, although there is disagreement between us on various issues, but can't we just remain as brothers? Can't we just leave that disagreement at that point? Agree to disagree and don't take the disagreement further. Don't take the disagreement into hatred, into malice, into backbiting, into planning and plotting against each another. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. That disagreement that you have with someone should not take you, that should not lead you to being unjust, to do things against the dictates of Sharia, against the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that you are brothers. Imagine that this is your brother and you are having a disagreement with your brother. Now how should you handle the disagreement? You should just bury the disagreement there and don't let the disagreement take you further. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them, best of rewards. We can only marvel at their lives. We can only marvel at their lives. What beautiful examples they left for us. They showed us what it means to have ukhuwa, to be brothers for one another. They showed us, they displayed practically what it should be. And perhaps it will be almost impossible for us to come onto the level of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, but they left for us an example. Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, when I came to Medina Munawwara, I left everything behind, whatever I had, I left everything behind in Makkah Mukarrama. I came to Medina Munawwara with absolutely nothing. He says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam created a bond of brotherhood between him and another Sahabi, by the name of Sa'd bin Rabi'. Ibn Rabi' radiallahu anhu says to Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, Undur shatra mali. Undur shatra mali. That make whatever wealth I have, make half of my wealth, make it into half. And you take one portion, leave one portion for me. And he goes on to say that I have two wives, Fanzur ayyuhuma a'jabu ilayk. Whichever one of the two wives you prefer, I will divorce and you marry that. Such level of ukhuwa, such level of brotherhood, which perhaps today, blood brothers, perhaps it will be difficult to find this between blood brothers as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, remember you as an ummah, innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa, you are brothers for one another. Don't let that disagreement take you beyond that level of the disagreement. Keep the disagreement there. Don't let it take you to now committing zulm, being oppressing the next person, being insulting the next person, backbiting, speaking ill of the next person. As Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim. That the Muslim is a brother for his Muslim. And how should a brother treat his brother? La yadhlimuhu. The first thing, he should not be wronging him in any way. He shouldn't be oppressing him in any way. Fine, we disagree. But the disagreement should not lead me to make zulm on my brother. It should not lead me to backbite, to insult, to look at, to find his faults, to run him down, to find a way to destroy him. لا يظلمه ولا يسلمه. A Muslim will not forsake his Muslim brother. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to say, وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي حَاجَةِ أَخِيهِ كَانَ اللَّهُ فِي حَاجَتِهِ. That person who fulfills the need of his Muslim brother, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us reflect for a moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will fulfill the need of that person. What more can we ask for? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill our needs. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma is sitting in itikaf in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person comes to visit him. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma realizes, he finds this person to be muktaiban hazina. This person is looking depressed, he's looking sad, worried, something is troubling him. So he asks this person, what is the matter? Is there something wrong? Is everything okay? So he replies and he says that no, everything is not okay. I've got a problem. I owe someone money And wallah, I don't have the means to pay this person, to repay him. So Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu says to him, that do you want me to speak to this person on your behalf? He says, yes, if you can, I would appreciate it. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu is sitting in itikaf. He stands up. And he immediately begins walking out of the masjid and he puts his shoes on. This person says, O cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anasita ma kunta fi, have you forgotten you are sitting in itikaf? He says, la, I haven't forgotten. But sami'tu sahib hadha al-qabr wal ahdu bihi qareeb wa dama'at ayna. He says, I heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person who is resting in this qabr, and it wasn't long ago that I heard these words from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And saying this, tears began welling up in his eyes. And he says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa huwa yaqul, saying, Man masha fi hajati akhi, that person who takes a few steps to fulfill the need of his Muslim brother, wa balagha fiha, and then he fulfills that need, kana lahu, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam, kana lahu ajru i'tikafi ashri sinin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the reward for sitting in i'tikaf for 10 complete years. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that you will have differences, you will have disagreements. You are allowed to have your disagreement. That is there, it's natural, it's going to happen. But remember, innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa, that is still your brother. Despite the disagreement, don't let the disagreement take you to dhulm, take you to injustice, take you to drag that man's honor in the streets. Remember, he is still your Muslim brother. Don't wrong him, don't oppress him, don't forsake him. Try to fulfill his hajah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on further and he says, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. First of all, he's your brother. Being your brother, you have to be just, you have to be kind, good to him. But go one step further, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Create, bring about reconciliation between your brother. Take one step further to bring about reconciliation, respected elders and friends. The first ingredient is compromise. It means that you have the disagreement, but now leave that disagreement behind. One of the two parties will have to make some compromise. Now bring about sulh. Bring about some reconciliation between your brothers. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day said to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِأَفْضَلَ مِنْ دَرَجَةِ الصِّيَامِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَالصَّدَقَةِ. That this action of bringing about reconciliation, of reconciling, leaving your differences aside, making a compromise, and settling the difference with your brother, shall I not, is loved so much by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much it is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ala ukhbirukum, shall I not inform you of an amal, of an action, of a deed, which is even more virtuous than spending the nights in tahajjud salah. Even more virtuous than spending the days in siyam. Even more virtuous than spending millions of rands in sadaqah and charity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Islahu dhatil bayn. Bringing reconciliation between your brothers, this in eyes of Allah, is even more valuable than performing tahajjud salah the entire night. Spending the nights in salah, spending the days in siyam, and giving your wealth away in sadaqah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say, and remember, وَفَسَادُ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ وَفَسَادُ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ. And when there is discord, when there is disagreement, there is disunity in families, in communities, in partners, in people, هِيَ الْحَالِقَ. That will shave away, that will destroy a person's deen. Because the discord and disagreement is not going to stop there, it's going to take you one step further, two steps further, is going to lead quarreling, ghiba, jealousy, running the next person down, waiting for that person to fall and destroy himself. On one occasion, Mufti Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi, when Pakistan was founded, he had commenced his Darul Uloom, his madrasa, which today has grown to be one of the biggest Darul Ulooms in Pakistan, in Korangi. So he had commenced his Darul Uloom in a small little building. And as the Darul Uloom expanded, now there was a need for bigger premises, So the government had allocated for him some land right in the center of Karachi, right in the city center, very prime area of Karachi. So Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi had arranged for a jalsa, a foundation-laying jalsa, where the people will come, some ulama were invited, influential people were invited, dua will be made, and the foundation for the madrasa will be poured on that occasion. And it so happened just around that time, a few people came and they laid claim to that land, and they said that this land is our land. Although Mufti Shafi Rahmatullahi Alayhi had everything, all the documentation from the side of the government, everything was legally his, properly it was his. And he knew that this person or these people are making a false claim. But again, the discussion, the topic for today is when there is disagreement, first of all, we are ikhwa, we are brothers. Secondly, we have to make some compromise and try to resolve the dispute. Mufti Shafi Rahmatullahi Ali, although he knew he was right, but just to end off the dispute and disagreement, he says, if you say that this land is yours, then I don't want this land, you may take this land. People objected, they said, Mufti Sahab, you have all the documentation, we can take the matter to the courts, we can settle this matter, it is your land. Mufti Shafi Rahmatullah Ali replies and he says, what good is there in a madrasa where the foundation of that madrasa will be with the fight and dispute? And then he goes on to say, and this is what I want to share with you, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has promised a palace in the center of Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has promised a palace in the center of Jannah for that person who gives up his right, although he is on the right. He has the right, he is right. The next person is wrong. There is a disagreement. There is discord. There is a fight. He knows he is right. But he gives up his right for the sake of sulh, for the sake of reconciliation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a palace right in the center of Jannah, in the prime spot of Jannah. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends off this ayat by saying, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. That remember, this is only possible. This is only possible to end off the discord, to live with unity and love and mahabbah, is only possible, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, when there is fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When there is consciousness that whatever I am doing, whatever I am saying, I will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I will have to render an account. If I am wrong, today I may get away with it in this world. Perhaps I may have the gift of the gab. I may be able to speak better. But remember, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. By having taqwa, a person will not take that ikhtilaf, that disagreement, a person will not take it beyond the levels that have been ordained in Sharia. I will conclude just with two things. It is mentioned regarding Genghis Khan, although not a Muslim, but just a lesson for us. It is said that when he was on his deathbed, then he called his sons around him. And he asked one of his sons to go and bring some sticks, to collect some sticks, which he complied, he brought a whole lot of sticks. Now obviously those sticks are all different. Some long, some are short, some are thick, some are thin, some are thorny, some are fresh, some are dry. Then he says to his son that this whole bundle of sticks that you have, I want you to break them all together. So the son tries and is unable to break it. Then he says to his son, now separate the sticks and take one stick at a time and break it. So the son takes one stick at a time and he begins breaking. Very easily he is able to break those sticks. Now the father Genghis Khan gives them his advice and he says that remember, when you are together, although you will have your differences, someone is tall, someone is short, someone is fresh, someone is dry, someone is hard, someone is soft, someone is thorny. But if you are together, nobody can break you. But the day you become separated with your differences, then one by one you will be broken. And I'll conclude with the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali radiallahu anhu says that it was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taraka nafsahu min thalath. That there were three things that he had basically divorced in his life. It never existed in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One of the three was al-mira, arguing and fighting and having discord with someone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us, keep us united within our families, communities and our businesses. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.